All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. As always, today's sponsor is Authors Unite. And if you want to become a successful author, Authors Unite is the place to go. So head on over to authorsunite.com to check out a free case study that'll teach you how to do exactly that. And now let's jump into the episode. All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. Today, I have Arnie Fonseca with us. Arnie Fonseca Jr., to be exact. He is a coach, mentor, and speaker, and his background is brain and spinal cord injuries. He specializes in effective communication and team building. Coach Arnie is your relationship expert. So welcome to the show, man.
Hey, Tyler. Thank you for reaching out and hopefully I can add some value to you and your audience.
I'm sure you can, and we're excited to hear more about you and your story. So the first one I got for you is, what is the best story from your life that has an underlying valuable message?
Oh, man. There's so many, my friend. Let me just share one that just has been recent. In 2002, well, actually in 2001, my stepson, who has just passed away after a 18-year struggle from a traumatic brain injury, was actually working for me and here in Phoenix, Arizona, doing some stuff with some traumatic injuries. I'd been doing this for about 30 years now. And he was doing some stuff for me on some of the things that he could handle as he was learning. And he was in a car accident, drinking and driving. And so, you know, we have these hospitals, all cities have them. We have supposedly these world-renowned places. But I already knew, being in the field for so long, that I didn't really have anything here that was worth a you-know-what. So my wife and my daughter's boyfriend at the time found a place in Bakersfield, California, which is one of the best places on the planet, the Center for Neural Skills. And so we decided to send him there. And long story short, it looked like they were going to stay there for quite a while. And so one day I called the director. I remember exactly where I was standing. I called the director and I said, Stacy, why don't you guys build a place like that here? And she goes, why don't you do it? And I said, man. And I just thought, looked up in the sky and said, why not? And probably, Tyler, 7-8 months later, it was March. It was about this time. It was about this time in 2002. In December of 2002, I opened the doors with a 6,500 square foot facility that did physical therapy, occupational therapy, and speech pathology for traumatic injuries. And as one of my daughters who ran it for a while said, I don't know how you did that, but it was a freaking miracle. And she's right to a point. I don't know how I really did it, working full time and doing that on the side, as you say. And so that was kind of one little snippet in my 40 years of coaching and mentoring and teaching that kind of throws out there, because it affected a lot of people. And it changed the way I view people from a human psychology, behavioral standpoint, Tyler, and the way I deal with people, especially today with the internet and everything and people struggling, especially you young guys and young people that are really struggling with anxiety, depression. I do so much work now with that. And because of my brain injury background, along with older folks with memory and Alzheimer's, dementia, and all that stuff as well. So that kind of brought me, it gave me tools that I could use today. So that's why I brought that up.
Thank you for sharing that with us, man. And so my next one for you is, what is the most valuable piece of information we should know that's within your expertise or industry?
That we need to be patient, that we are setting ourselves up for a huge fall as young people. And I've been coaching young people for almost 40 years since I was a coach right out of college, coaching football, wrestling, baseball. And, you know, young guys, for whatever reason, Tyler, I've always had this knack for working with young guys. And so I'm still doing that. And maybe it's just the way I communicate with them, connect with them. You know, like they say, you have to connect before you can pull in. So, but I'm just really worried because of the internet, and I love it. I embrace it. It's there. It's a beautiful tool. But I think we're setting ourselves up as young people because we're so freaking anxious about life. You know, one of the things I teach is that can't worry about yesterday. It's over. You can't worry about tomorrow because it hasn't happened yet. But you can focus on being as the best person you can be today. You know, you can be kind. You can be loving to yourself, to others. You can do whatever you want today. But you can't do anything about tomorrow. But if you focus on today, tomorrow has a good chance of being pretty freaking good. Mm-hmm. But everybody is so focused on tomorrow or what happened yesterday, they're zombies today. And so they try to numb their way through each day, so which makes tomorrow not very good. And so that's my advice. It's just, you know, and you hear it all the time. I do a lot of work in recovery centers, Tyler. And, you know, a key phrase there has been forever and a day is, stay in the moment, be present, be mindful of each and every day. You know, they've been teaching that forever, but you know, some of these things need to be taught every day.
Yeah, man, I agree. And I think, and I don't know what the actual true cause of it is, but I think anxiety has been rising. Some people say because they're comparing themselves to like the highlight reels of other people's lives. I think that's part of it. Yeah, I mean, I think everybody's chasing something. They're forgetting that the something is right here.
So. It could be the food, man. I was just listening to a great podcast on nutrition. You know, I'm an exercise physiologist, so I've always been interested in nutrition and exercise and all that good stuff as well. And that's generally where I start people because I can get anybody to change the way they think just by getting them to move. You know, if somebody's depressed or not having a good day, just by going for a walk or doing some simple exercise, you can change the way you're feeling at that moment almost instantaneously. Dropping, do 15 push-ups, man, you're going to feel better. So it could be the food. It could be our lack of, do you realize that 50% of the people in this country don't do any exercise at all? Zero.
Dude, I would be, so this is cool because we don't know much about each other yet. So I actually, every morning, so I live down in Miami, every morning I either do an hour run or a 2-hour walk. And I can tell you, because I've gone days without doing it, and my mood is literally the opposite. Without the run or the walk, I am not the same person as I am after the run or walk. It's like night and day. So it's for me without that morning routine there, it's just done. And actually literally last night I watched this documentary about how sugar, the amount of sugar that people consume is actually causing anxiety and panic attacks.
Absolutely. Boy, I'm glad you said that, but it's so true. And when people come to me and, you know, I approach things from a holistic approach and I do a lot of work with men in general, but everybody, you know, I have a lot of women clients as well, but you know, I just had a lady call me this morning because she sent me an article about the fact that she thought her body was kind of attacking itself. And there is some, so first thing I did is, like I told you earlier, my thing is connecting people or connecting the dots, as they say. And I sent her to my naturopath, who's a wonderful person, and just said, ask for a consult because there's so much going on right now. And she's a young person, but there's so much going on right now, Tyler, with the nutrition, the processed foods. First thing I do is get people off of processed foods and sugar because it's killing us, dude. It's lowering our testosterone in men. It's screwing up the hormone balance in women. It's creating a bunch of zombies out there.
Yeah, dude, it is true, man. It's bad. Sugar is, I don't believe it is good.
Horrible. It's bad. Horrible. But don't we know that? How many people, I always share this talk with people. How many people, raise your hand when I'm in a workshop. How many people here don't know that you're supposed to not smoke? And of course, they all know that. I go, how many here have heard that sugar's not good for you? And they go, they all know. They all know, man. So these are all choices. But, you know, it's just like, you know, it's like in life when I do this thing with what I call the crazy eight. But when things aren't going well with us because we're, you know, like, you know, we're complaining and blaming about life in general because we don't change our freaking rules about stuff. We just numb our way out of stuff, man. So we numb our way out through alcohol, through drugs, through anything we can find. And food addiction, which I've done a lot of work with people on, food addiction in this country is massive. It is massive, my brother. And so people are stuffing themselves just to get past the day, get through it, you know, whether it's a relationship issue or job issue or just not loving themselves, man. And so food addiction is powerful right now, and it's getting worse. So, and these food companies know this too, Tyler. I mean, the stuff that they're putting in foods to make it more addicting is off the charts, dude. It's off the charts.
It's crazy that we're talking about this now, just because I just watched that documentary. Because at the end of the day, you have to be conscious about it. But one of the things, there's really no excuse, but I'm just pointing this out, that one of the things that it said is that with the sugars in a normal grocery store, literally 80% of that grocery store would have to be removed and then only 20% is actually like foods that do not have that like crazy amounts of sugar. Like it's nuts. Like an iced tea from like any company, but just certain iced teas they were showing will have like 12 teaspoons of sugar in it, but we don't realize it because it's in liquid form. But if it was in physical form a solid form, then you would realize how outrageous that is, because just imagine like eating 12 full teaspoons of sugar in like one sitting, like that would be insane. You know what I mean? So, but it's crazy to think though that 80% of a grocery store is filled with that shit. It said like fructose, and I forget what the other one was called, but there's like two types, and one of it turns to fat in your body, and then it's like really bad. It clogs stuff up. I don't know, but it's bad.
It's all bad, dude. we can go down this rabbit hole all day long. I know we don't have that kind of time, but you know, that's the kind of stuff that I work with my clients on, Tyler. Is it's a holistic approach, because when somebody calls me or on anything is like, what's up? And so from there I can kind of start the process. And that's why, you know, I'm a lot older than a lot of people, but I've been coaching and teaching and mentoring for so long. And now you have all these young guys that want to be life coaches, which is fine. Because, you know, when I was 22, 23, 24 years old, I guess I would have been called a life coach, because we didn't have it back then. You know, Robbins didn't really coin the phrase until probably 85. And so, but I had young kids, and when I was coaching high school, come up to me and say, hey, coach, can you help me? I got a problem. I'm having a problem with my mom and dad or my girlfriend or this and that. I've got this, you know, issue going on. And I go, let's talk, man. And, you know, just figuring out stuff and working them through shit. So I was doing it then, just wouldn't get paid for it. And it's because I loved them, you know, because they were my guys, you know. And some of those guys are, to this day, Tyler, some of my best friends.
Yeah.
See? So it's okay to call yourself that. It's just when you're going out there and you're charging $3,500 for a freaking course, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You know, I'm sorry, but you know,
no, you can curse. You can curse. You're allowed.
but if it works for you, if you can get results, that's why, you know, I've worked with the Robbins folks. I mean, his biggest thing has been from day one, you know, it's, you know, he has a PhD in results. So if you can get results, I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you're 10. If you can get results, if you can help people solve problems, I don't care. I really don't. You don't have to have a PhD. You don't have to have a degree. I have degrees. So what? You know, everything I learned after the degree is what I use today. The degree is just something that gets you through a hoop. I just read an article this morning that more and more CEOs are hiring people without college degrees. But tell that to some of these moms and dads that are putting all that pressure, you know, on their kids to go to college and spend all that freaking money, come out of school with all the debt. Talk about anxiety, right? It's crazy, dude. You know, they can't even find a job and they got $100,000 in debt. That's stupid. You know, we need more programs where people can be, you know, interns and work for free. I did all that stuff, you know, and get a mentor and learn a skill, dude. You can make so much more money than going to college. College is a freaking joke today. And I've taught in college. It's a joke. Unless you're cutting somebody open, or you're in the law, and we have way too many of those people, you don't need to be in college. You need to be working, learning something that you love to do, dude, whether it's computers, whether it's marketing, whether it's making a product. You can do that right now. Right now. You don't have to have a four-year degree. I had a guy, real quick, this is funny. He was in the Army for, I don't know, 6 years. He came out, he had this idea. We talked, because I worked with his grandfather. I talked to him. I said, I'd love to help you develop that. He goes, no, I think I'm going to go to ASU and go in their entrepreneur program. I started laughing. I said, are you kidding me? So you're going to wait 4 years? I have a software company that I'm working with right now, and we're developing stuff. We took that idea, and we put together a board around it, and we're developing it. You know what? Too bad, pal. Goodbye. You know? Yeah. And he knew that. It doesn't matter, dude. It doesn't matter. You know, you're not going to go to school and learn how to be an entrepreneur. You know how you learn how to be an entrepreneur? Get out there and get beat up, man. Take some shots.
Dude, couldn't agree more. My major was literally entrepreneurship, and I dropped out.
Yeah, exactly.
You're so right. And sorry, go ahead.
No. Go, finish.
No, I was going to say, like, you talk to, just like yourself, you talk to any, and, you know, we'll put successful in quotes because whatever that means to you, but any entrepreneur that's fulfilled, right, let's say, you tell any entrepreneur that you're going to school for entrepreneurship, they will laugh in your face. Like, anyone.
They will.
Dude, I do. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't, but these schools are so criminal. I hate to say that, but it's true because I've been there. They're so criminal that they're creating these programs because they know they can get these young guys and young ladies to suck them into that nonsense. And it's just wrong. And so then there they go, and they're charging all this money. And these kids come out and they go, well, I'm supposed to be an entrepreneur. So they start a company. They assume more debt. And are you kidding me? Who in the hell taught you that? That's what you learn in school. You know, it's not like a think tank. It's one thing to have a think tank, because I have a buddy that has a think tank at Stanford, and they bring in all these great ideas, and then they just, like, it's like shooting fish in a barrel for them. They get to choose the ones they want to work with and invest in, and they're making bank on that. But that's at least different. I mean, these universities that have entrepreneur programs aren't all think tanks.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more, man. School got me for 2 years, and then I was out. And I have a little brother, and luckily it didn't get him for any years. So, he was blessed to have me take 2 years of a hit before him.
It's true.
So yeah, I feel like we answered some of the, or at least the next one we did. So I want to know, you kind of already answered that too. We had such a good combo there. If you could give your younger self one piece of advice, what would that be?
Oh, man. You know what? Be a little more patient, because I've done some things in my life. I mean, I used to be the guy that my motto was ready, fire, aim. And I've had so many people over the years, you know, 30 years ago, they just call me a cowboy, and you can't do that, you know, and I didn't know any other way. Tyler, I was way ahead of the curve on stuff, you know, with things that I did with exercise or training or things that I was into. It just seemed like, man, I just missed it. Why didn't I wait? Why wasn't I just a little more patient? And because I didn't know. I mean, I had a great coach, but I never had a great mentor. You know what I'm saying? I never had a great guy like me. I always tell this to myself when I'm talking with, working with 80 or 90 year olds. I hope when I'm 80 or 90, I run into me, because I'm going to know exactly what to do. So if I could have ran into 60 year old Arnie when I was 25 or 26, man, I would have kicked some serious ass, you know?
Yeah.
Because I would have told myself, just slow down. It's all good, man. You're going to be fine. Slow down. See it. See the picture. See it, and you're gonna make an impact. You're gonna make a difference. Just slow down.
Yeah, I've had to teach myself that too, man. I go fast, man, and sometimes I need to just, like you're saying, cool down, man. It's gonna be all right.
Well, I have a guy in my tech team right now. He's 28, and I met him through coaching, and now he's just an amazing guy. He's got that look in his eyes, like he's just off the charts smart. And I'm constantly sitting down with him and just telling him exactly what I'm telling you right now. And I'm always thanking him and being grateful for him and just loving on him, man, and just telling him just to be patient. It's going to work out. It's going to work out. Be patient. And if I'm on a phone call with him and he starts to escalate, I'm just kind of giving him hand signals like slow it down or go higher, you know, be an eagle, fly above it. Don't fly through it. Cause you know, I got too many scars, dude, to show you that flying through those storms, man, just beats you up. But if you fly over it and you're just a little better, man, you can learn so much more from that.
Yeah, man. I love that. So I feel like we've kind of touched on this, but my next one is getting a little deep with you. So in your opinion, what is the key to happiness?
Being kind. Kindness is the key to happiness. And that starts with yourself, Tyler. Most people don't love themselves, so they're not going to treat themselves kindly. They're not going to eat the right foods. They're not going to exercise. They're not going to be kind to themselves. So it's got to start there. And then just being kind with other people, smiling at people, open doors to people, you know, doing things for people, you know, at the office. Maybe it's, you know, getting somebody, picking something up for them and doing them a favor. But you're not going to be able to do that stuff for people if you're doing it with conditions. Well, I'll do that for this person, but boy, they better start doing stuff for me. You know, if you're loving on people unconditionally, with conditions, you're in trouble. If it's unconditional, that's the formula, dude. So being kind to people, whether it's through love or other things, is the formula for happiness. And that starts with yourself. So if you can love on yourself for who you are today, and if you want to make changes, make changes. But don't make them for other people. Don't make them for your spouse. Don't make them for your mommy and daddy. Don't make them for your job. Make them for you. If it's something you want to learn, learn it. It's at your fingertips. But start with kindness to yourself and love. And then that will transfer over to other people because you really can't give what you don't have.
Yeah.
And so once you have this love inside of you, this energy, you can give it away, dude. But you can't give it away if you're expecting things to come back. Mm-hmm. That'll frustrate you. But that's where most people start, and that's not a good place to start. Just start by just being kind, man. And you'd be surprised. Just go out, you know, start today. Go out and do wonderful things for people without anything in coming back at you or no expectations. I guarantee you, when your pillow hits your bed tonight, you're gonna smile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree, man. I think I'm a big follower of Gary Vaynerchuk, and he talks like just give without expectations, and that's most of people's problem is. There's always some like, I'm only going to do this if I receive that. And that's like, it's not the right mentality to get where you want to be.
No, it's the first thing I do when I work with couples, man, is teach them how to love unconditionally.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way relationships will work.
Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming you've read a lot of books, but I could be wrong, but just from talking to you, I feel like you've read a lot of books. So.
Right.
What is the best book that you've read out of all of them? And what's the number one thing you learned from?
Oh, man. There's so many. You know, I'm a big fan of John Maxwell as well. He's a Florida resident over there. I read so many of his books and anything from John Maxwell is going to be great. I've read a lot of great men's book, great book to read if you're really interested. It's a little deeper. It's A Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl.
Oh, yeah.
Man's Search for Meaning, great book by Viktor Frankl. It's not a big read, but it's got a great message in it. And, recently a great book by Ryan Holiday, The Obstacle is the Way, is another really, really good book. I share it all the time with guys and I'll share it and share to your audience right now. If anybody shoots me a message or gets a hold of me on Instagram or Facebook or wherever, I'll drop you a book, man. I got a bunch of books in my Dropbox. I'll shoot it over to you. Another big one I like what's his name about not giving a fuck?
The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
There you go. Great book. The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. Great book. Madsen, I think his name is. And, any of those books, if anybody's interested, I can shoot you over a copy. I carry them. I love giving books to people. That's just your audience. If somebody gets a hold of me.
Yeah. And then what is your favorite quote and why?
Favorite quote. You know, I call it, I guess this is my quote. It's not about the golden rule. It's about the platinum rule. Do for others how they want you to do to them. It's not the golden rule. The golden rule is do unto others as you would have them do to you. It's the platinum rule. Do to others as they want you to do to them.
Yeah. I like that. No, that's a higher level. I'm thinking right there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So dude, thanks for coming on. This was a fun ass conversation. Last one I got for you. Where can our listeners best connect with you online?
You know, I'm redoing my website, but right now it's still up. It's called TotalRecoveryArizona.com. It's still up. We're redoing that hopefully in the next month. But I'm doing a lot of stuff on Instagram right now at Coach Arnie F. Coach Arnie F on Instagram, or you can look me up on Facebook at Coach Arnie, or just spell my name out on Facebook, Arnie Fonseca Jr. I'm also on LinkedIn, but just shoot me a message. You can DM me, whatever you want to do. You can find me, just Google me and you'll find me, and we'll hook up.
Perfect, man. Thank you again for coming on.
Tyler, you're awesome, brother. Good luck with what you're doing, and keep it up. We need more guys like you out there.